أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم. My name is Shane. I am a convert to Islam from Dallas, Texas. I've been Muslim for 4 years. The brother from the masjid, from the mosque, as we say in English, asked me to make a video on how I became Muslim so that I could share my story with the world and bring more knowledge to the people in regards to why people would embrace Islam after there's so much in the media about how Islam is bad and so on and so forth. The way that I came to Islam was purely through a desire for guidance. I had come from a Christian background that was mainly cultural in for the most part for many years, but as I began to practice my religion more and went to church more, read my Bible more, I participated in my religion more than just making it a kind of cultural thing. As I went on in time with my religion, I began to see that there were things in my religion that were not necessarily identified as being things that Prophet Jesus Christ would have brought to mankind to follow. While I was a Christian, I had a dream, and in this dream, I was sitting on the ground, and Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, he was showing me a kind of gold wall. And within this gold wall, there had been bricks that had been taken out and like a kind of muck put in the spaces of where those bricks had been previously. That signaled to me that the gold wall would be the religion that Prophet Jesus Christ had brought to that specific people that he was the messenger of, but people had changed the message. So through my time as a Christian, I just began to desire guidance to the extent that I wanted to not just follow what I had been handed down. I didn't just want to follow a religion that was of my forefathers. I wanted to follow that one prophetic message that has come to mankind since the beginning of time. I started to look into Judaism because I appreciated how orthodox it was. I appreciated that there would be a people abstaining from things. In the West, we know all too well that, you know, for people to abstain from anything is just, it's strange. But for myself, the idea of abstaining from pork, abstaining from various things, it was attractive to me. I really admired that. I thought that sacrificing your desires was a very noble thing. So I looked into Judaism. And like I said before, I was attracted to it. I was attracted to how orthodox it was. But I was told by a rabbi that I couldn't be a Jew. Number one, that, you know, I wasn't born of a Jewish mother. And number two is that I believed in the prophethood of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And I had believed in the prophets of the past before Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And that I would have had to neglect the beliefs that I held at that time. So I left the idea of being a Jew and went on with my life trying to follow Christianity to the best of my ability. In time, the burden of not really knowing the truth, the burden of wanting to know what the truth would be, the burden of not having guidance, it became too much for me. So I began to look into religion more. I didn't leave Christianity necessarily, but I wasn't going to look into Buddhism or any of these other religions that did not come from the Abrahamic roots. The only religion that there was really for me to look at the time was Islam, because I had already left the idea of researching that religion more. But whenever I looked into Islam, before I had a lot of bad images of Islam. We had images of the buildings collapsing and that somehow the Muslims were coming to attack us. But in time, I thought to myself that I really needed to look into this religion. Maybe not necessarily because I want to be a Muslim, but I want to understand this religion more. And as I got into Islam, as I researched Islam, I found out that Islam was not holding on to anything other than those Abrahamic roots. Islam was the religion that was calling people to the same prophetic message that had come to mankind since Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, but that that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that he was the final prophet, that he was the seal of the prophets, that he was bringing the religion to mankind as a whole, not a prophet of the Jews, not the prophet of whomever it may be, but that Prophet Muhammad was coming for mankind, not just a tribe or a country or anything else. He was coming with the message that everyone should submit to the will of God Almighty, that they should repent for their sins, that they should be sincere in their worship, that they should worship the one God, that mankind should come back to the message of the prophets of the past, and to not call themselves Jews or to call themselves Christians, but to come to the religion that had been coming to mankind since the creation of Adam, peace be upon him, and even before Adam, peace be upon him. So whenever I saw Islam, and it was made known to me that Islam was not the name of a tribe, or that it was named after a man, or that it was named after anything other than the message of the prophets that had come from the past. Whenever I saw Islam, I saw the perfect religion. I saw the message. I saw the religion of all the prophets of the past being completed with the seal of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessings be upon him and his household. So, after I had come to understand what Islam was, I had been attracted to it. I saw that this was something that I really needed, because it went with my beliefs that I had already had. I believed in the prophets of the past. I believed in Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. I believed in the scriptures that had come from before. The problem is that I did not know of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Whenever I learned of Muhammad, and I learned of the Quran, I mean, comment on the Quran for a moment. Whenever I saw the Quran, I saw that this was a book that had been preserved for over 1,000 years. I saw that this was a book that was coming with the profound message of the same religion that had come from before. The things that were in the Quran, how they went with several things that are found in the Bible, it was made known to me that the Quran was nothing more than something that came to finish off the religions of the past. That it came to call people after they had deviated, after they had gone into calling themselves Jew or Christian, that this book had come to be a guidance to mankind. So whenever I understood the Quran, whenever I understood Prophet Muhammad and his message, I embraced this religion, because I understood that this religion was indeed the religion of all the prophets of the past, that this religion did not just come at the advent of Islam, as it's, I guess you could say, officially known by Prophet Muhammad and when his mission started, but that this religion had been perfected with the coming of Prophet Muhammad and the seal of Prophet Muhammad, and that there would be no other prophets to come. My coming to Islam was not out of just looking at Islam and liking how exotic it was with the veil and saying Allah or the Quran. My coming to Islam was based on the fact that this religion was the complete religion that God had meant for mankind. And that's my story. That's how I became a Muslim.